This is Dakota Datebook for December 13th. Perhaps no one has as many places in North Dakota named for themselves as Judson Lamore. Political boss Alexander McKenzie comes close with two towns and one county, but Judd Lamore has him beat. Lamore was a Dakota territorial lawmaker whose name is in Lamore County and the towns of Judd, Judson, and Lamore. Lamore was born in 1839 in Quebec and came to Dakota Territory in 1860 after time in Iowa and the goldfields of Colorado. He farmed in Union County in southern Dakota, worked for a transportation business, and was also a sub-agent for the Lower Brule Reservation. In 1870, he moved to Pembina County in far northeastern North Dakota, where for decades he owned a mercantile business at Nitchie. Lamore was also a politician, serving in the legislature a record 16 terms from 1872 to 1911. That included two terms in the Dakota Territorial House of Representatives, two terms in the Territorial Council, and 12 terms in the North Dakota State Senate. He was also on the Dakota Territorial Board of Railroad Commissioners for an appointed term in 1889 and even did duty as a U.S. Deputy Marshal for many years. Lamore was just 34 years old when Lamore County was created and named for him in 1873. The county's only town at the time was Grand Rapids, which became the county seat by default. In 1882, the town of Lamore incorporated, and on this date that year, the town's post office was established. In 1884, after a bitter contest with Grand Rapids, Lamore won an election to wrest away the county seat. Today, Grand Rapids is no longer incorporated. Also in Lamore County is Judd, a railroad town south of Jamestown, renamed in Lamore's honor in 1906 after two name changes. Then there's Judson, North Dakota, a ghost town west of Mandan. It was named in 1901 after its siting along the Northern Pacific Railroad. Interestingly enough, Lamore's father-in-law was a prominent namesake too, Nelson E. Nelson of Nelson County fame. On another note, Judson Lamore's name also found a home on the high seas as the United States Navy commissioned two tank landing ships named for the county. They were in service at different times, but both were christened the USS Lamore County. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Jack Dura. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.